Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into another hour of worldwide broadcast against tyranny. Lindsey Williams, with his amazing inside sources that have proven to be quite accurate. He predicted 2 years ago what we've now seen in the Middle East. He said, when that's happening, that's a diversion. Look to China. And then since then, we've seen the massing of the ships, all of it. He's coming up, and we'll take your calls while he's on with us. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Zach in Tennessee. Zach, you're on the air. Welcome.
What's up, buddy? I called in the other day, but I was wondering if you saw the article on DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side. It says one-third of adults under 30 have no religious affiliation.
Yes, I saw that, and they'll soon have us like England, where people's only religion is worshiping government and worshiping weakness. And people say, well, who needs a religion? Well, then, you know, people will have nothing but materialism. And material isn't bad in of itself, but if it's your God, it's very destructive. And I did see that report, yes.
It says one-fifth of the U.S. public, so that's almost 25%. And it's the highest percentage ever. It's just extremely concerning, man. I can't believe that. Everyone says they're spiritual, but not religious.
Now, well, what happens is once the people stand for nothing, they will fall for anything, the cliche goes. And again, the globalists first get the churches to water down and become government. Then everybody leaves the churches, and they tell them, we'll get even more government, and that'll bring people back. They want people rudderless. But, you know, the fact that people are leaving the churches in droves, that's because they know it's nothing but a government conduit of propaganda. So I don't think those numbers are all bad. I mean, I did see the little part about where most of them say they're spiritual. So, I mean, in a way, that's kind of positive. At least it's not like Europe where something like 80% don't believe in anything, in no spirituality. You know, they just think, you know, government's God, Skinnerian stuff, that we're just animals to be programmed. And so they just submit to anything.
Right. So yeah, I'm looking at this. It says two-thirds of them say they believe in God. So I guess just agnostic or atheist. But, yeah, I agree.
Well, look, I mean, I've just found those people generally, not all of them, but generally, they just go along with tyranny as well. They just have a, so what, life's nothing, do whatever you want. Let's talk to Woody in Washington. Woody, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
Good, bud.
Hey, you're going to do your money bomb again this year?
Yes, I certainly am.
When you do it, I contributed last year, just so you know, and I'll probably contribute this year. Could you play some of your old interviews with Bob Chapman? I think more now than ever, we probably need to hear some of Bob's wisdom.
Yeah, we're always so busy chasing the latest story that we don't tend to ever have time to go back and do justice to that. But all of the interviews I did with him over the last 4 or 5 years, I mean, they go back 16, 17, but for some reason, only 3 or 4 or 5 years are on YouTube. People should go listen to them and decide which ones that they think we should air. But I think that's a good idea to maybe, you know, air an hour or two of Bob Chapman here on the radio. That's a great idea. We're going to do 48 hours of continued radio/TV starting on the 18th, that Thursday through Friday into Saturday. Kicks off 11 a.m. Central on the 18th.
Hey, Alex, could you maybe have some of your reporters do a little bit more updating with the chemtrailing?
Yeah, I mean, we have articles constantly about the admitted geoengineering and the admissions and members of the EU Parliament going public about it. So many people just want us to point up at it and say, oh, look, it's there. But no one ever seems to want to look at all the admissions that they're doing it. So I'm kind of like, all right, everybody just wants to go off rumors instead of the total admissions of it. So I'm just kind of like, all right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to 2 new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side over there and spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this hour, perhaps a little bit into the next hour, is Pastor Lindsey Williams. We'll break him down for new listeners here in just a moment. I know since he was on with us 6 months ago, we've gained probably 35, 40 affiliates and more coming every week. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. What is the solution to bring in the New World Order? Well, the Council on Foreign Relations, which was set up by British intelligence to take over the U.S., the Financial Times of London, the Bilderberg Group, speaking at Davos, they've all said a global financial meltdown is the plan to totally and completely dominate society. They bankrupt us, get us to sign on to they're too big to fail by threatening to fully implode if we don't. Then they still implode things. And then they are the arbiters, the referees, the bosses, and basically destroy the once free market system and replace it with a corporate fascist crony monopoly model where they are exempt from their own global government. They call the shots and are exempt from the draconian feudalistic laws that they put upon us. Neo-feudalistic serfdom is the system. And I've been saying that for 15 years. That term has now been adopted, neo-feudalistic serfdom. And the neoliberals push the same thing. The neocons push the same thing. They act like there's differences. The incredible news is the Washington Post, foreignpolicy.com, Haaretz, they're all reporting that Obama may hit Iran. ABC News said this last week because of Al-Qaeda. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, Al-Qaeda is based in Saudi Arabia, 15 of the 19 hijackers, that's not debated. The groups they've used to attack Libya and now Syria are Al-Qaeda-based and Wahhabist-based, affiliated jihadis. 80% of Islam is Sunni. About 10% of that is Wahhabist, and that's what Al-Qaeda comes out of. And the West is backing Al-Qaeda to attack Syria and Libya and Iran. It is unbelievable that they get up on the news and say they've got to attack Iran because they're Al-Qaeda. In fact, Hillary said that last week. That's the new talking point. If you put that up, guys, I think it's Washington Post, Hillary says Iran backing Al-Qaeda. When NATO runs Al-Qaeda and Turkey's now shelling them. Now, Pastor Lindsey Williams, 30 years ago or more, he worked on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. His best-selling book, Energy Non-Crisis, has been proven 30-plus years later to be totally accurate. And it was underground bestseller. I remember hearing about it in the 90s. I had family that read it in the 80s. And because of his book, but he also knew some of these men, he was kind of the corporate liaison from the oil company boards where they all get together and collude to the oil field workers for several years. Well, I don't know, 3 years. And the point is that he knew, I don't even want to say the name of the guy that's dead because I always mix it up with the guy that's still alive. Mr. Fromm died a year and a half ago or so of cancer, so we could reveal that fellow. Lindsey Williams, of course, his sources have also been backed up. People like Dr. Stan Monteith, syndicated radio host, Dr. Monteith, who's on the air here on Genesis, he found out who they were and actually called them both. The other guy that's still alive was a CEO of a big three oil company. I'll just leave it at that. But everything we've gotten from them has been on the battle plan. Sometimes the globalists change plans, but I'd say about 95% of what Lindsey Williams has told us in the last 6 years, that you know, oil would go from where it was at $50 to $150. Then he said, okay, now we'll go to 40. He was wrong. It went below 40, but everybody laughed at him and said, that's not going to happen. He said 2 years ago, and I don't even have the crew or staff to go pull these up. They're there on the Alex Jones channel. That's there in the archives. He said, and we wrote articles about it, he said 2 years ago, the Middle East is going to go up in flames. They're going to stage revolution. They're going to fund the radicals. And even I'm like, wow, that sounds wild. But that's a diversion. They're going to attack. Next is China. Watch China. Well, since then, they've massed the fleets, the Chinese president, the Chinese top general, and the Chinese top admiral have all said in the last year, prepare for war. Just type in. Chinese president says prepare for war with the U.S. Chinese top general says prepare for war with the U.S. The Chinese top admiral, prepare for war with the U.S. That's because the so-called U.S. run by foreign banks is setting up bases all around China. They've got the Japanese trying to stir stuff up with the Chinese as a pretext while China holds our debt. And while the globalists are trying to move everything to China as the new command base, it's all this balancing act with the bankers playing countries off against each other to make the countries acquiesce to what the bankers want, but in the end, hurting and destroying the sovereign nations in the end game. So you have to see it from that perspective of playing both sides off against each other, the old Rothschild model. Now, Lindsay's always such a gentleman. He comes on and thanks me and kind of recaps things. But no need to do that, Lindsay. Just getting into this, you said over a year ago, hey, don't worry, gas is going to stay low until 2012, but by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. And you said 2 years ago, QE3 will not come in 2011. He goes, Alex, I know you're the voice of, he said this off air, but he mentioned it somewhat on air. He was polite, didn't say my name. You know, we hear these national ads saying it's going to happen this December. That was last year. No, it's not. QE will be announced in the middle of 2012. He said that a year ago. Boom, it happened. So I'm hoping you're wrong. Max Kaiser. Is right most of the time. You know, he's been wrong about things before, saying silver go to 500. They pulled some tricks and drove it back down when it got up to 50. But I'm hoping you're wrong, bud, because, and I hope your big oil company exec friend is wrong, because, you know, tell us what you've been right about briefly and then get into what's coming next, because I wish that you had a better track record of being wrong, Pastor Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, go ahead.
What a privilege it is to be with you on InfoWars today, Alex, and to give you the information that I've been given in briefings from my elite friend just recently. It was so exciting last week. I knew in advance that Mr. Obama was going to utterly, gloriously mess up in his debate. I had received a email that morning from my elite friend, and they told me basically what was going to happen that night. You know, things like this.
So he was told to throw the fight. He was told to throw the fight.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that in the course of the program today. And also, the expression I have used that they gave to me for the past maybe year and a half, the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. I was just given the 13 reasons or 12 reasons just recently to watch. But Alex, the most important thing right now is the most a dastardly act that has ever been performed on the American people in the history of our country that took place on September the 13th, 2012. This is going to affect the life, the dinner table, and the home of every single person out there in your listening audience any more than any other one thing. Now, all of you heard it. It was on the national news. The Federal Reserve, Mr. Ben Bernanke, announced that they will purchase $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities each month indefinitely. Well, as soon as I heard that, Alex, immediately I said, something's wrong somewhere. We're not hearing the whole story. We don't know what's really going on. I picked up the phone the very following day, if I remember correctly, and I called the gentleman. You know his name. You just referred to him a moment ago. I picked up the telephone, and I called my elite friend, and I said, what's the real story behind all of this? Now, you get a pencil and piece of paper, everybody out there in the listening audience. You will not see this in the financial newsletters for another 2 to 3 months. And if I had not picked up that phone that next day and called my elite friend, I would not know. You're about to hear something that only one newsletter is even intimated to it that I've seen lately of all the ones that I look at. So here it is. I asked him the question. I said, where will the Federal Reserve get $40 billion every month? September, October, November, December, January, indefinitely, right on. And he said immediately, without any hesitation whatsoever, he said, Chaplain, thin air. I said, wait a minute. You're telling me that the QE1 was only $70 billion, and here, they didn't even call this QE3. They just merely said they were going to do something. This is so much worse than QE3 could have ever dared to be. You can't imagine, even though they didn't call it that. Where will they get $40 billion thin air? And I said, okay, they're going to buy mortgage-backed securities with something that they pulled out of thin air that has no backing whatsoever. I said, this country's in shambles. We got $16 trillion national debt. The housing market has completely burst. People are wondering how they're even going to feed their families. And you're telling me that they're going to take $40 billion out of thin air, purchase mortgage-backed securities. Okay, turn this word around so you will know what a mortgage-backed security is.
I tell you what, Lindsay, we got to go to break. Stay there. We'll be right back with Pastor Lindsay Williams. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com's the site. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that sheriff was in self-defense.
Yeah, just last week I was sitting around thinking about Pastor Lindsay Williams, and I'm like, 2 years ago he said the Middle East would go up in flames. He said every country would fall. He went down the list, and then he said Saudi Arabia would fall too. And he said, yeah, there'll probably be something with Iran, but that's a diversion. His source, who I know, who's tied in at the highest levels, who's just turned out to be frighteningly accurate, said that China's the real target. And, I mean, I don't know what the globalists are thinking if they're going to start a war with them when our own government helped give them the missile secrets so that instead of one warhead coming into our atmosphere, it's 25 of them, or half of them are warheads, half of them are dummies, decoys. That's the basic reentry MIRV technology. I'm digressing. Lindsay, where to start here then? Well, we got you 20 minutes in the next hour, and I want to take some calls as well. Break down what your source says they're planning to do, what they're going to do with this quantitative easing, where that's going, what they're going to do with the derivatives crud, the bad mortgages they sold, where all this is going. I guess if China doesn't accept the trillions in that they've bought, they're going to get attacked. I mean, this is just madness.
Now, the providence of God, I had the privilege of being invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world for a three-year period. These people are now in their 70s and 80s. They have given me numerous briefings recently as to what they intend to do. I'd like to answer all of your questions today if I can, Alex, because they have told me recently all of the things that you just mentioned. But the most dastardly one of all was perpetrated on America on September the 13th, 2012. So if you allow me, I'll go through it as fast as I possibly can. My elite friends say, Chaplain, they're going to pull $40 billion out of thin air every month, indefinitely. And I said, okay, they're going to buy mortgage-backed securities. Let me break it down this way in order to do it quickly. That's your house. You heard me correctly. The shopping center down the street, the small business that used real estate as a method of obtaining their loan. And I said, you mean to tell me that the Federal Reserve bought your house? If it's mortgaged, they bought your house last month. That's exactly right. And I said, you telling me that a person works hard in order to try to make that payment 40 hours a week, slaves, laborers, but yet the Federal Reserve went and bought that house mortgage and pulled out of thin air with no labor whatsoever? He said, Chaplain, that's correct. $40 billion every month indefinitely. Then the statement, you ready? I ask you to get those pencils, please. You think I'm a prophet now. You haven't seen anything to what you're going to say 6 months from now. But I want to tell you right now, I'm not a prophet. It's just by God's providence. I know the people who are doing it. So please don't call me a prophet. Here it is. You ready for the statement? The elite, the Federal Reserve, will own every piece of mortgaged real estate in the United States of America before this is over. Folks, did you catch that? This came right from my elite friend. Every piece of mortgaged real estate in the United States of America. You do not own your house. You just think you do. You don't own it.
And then they'll be known as the saviors for saving the housing market and commercial market that went under when they actually engineered it. They want us dependent. This has always been the plan.
What will the Federal Reserve, my next question, and I hope your mind is thinking 1,000 miles an hour, because I've got some statements here. Here we go. I asked my friend, I said, now tell me, what is the Federal Reserve going to do with $40 billion worth of mortgages? Now, some of them are toxic, some of them aren't. Some people are up to date, some people aren't. The houses are vacant. I said, what are they going to do with those $40 billion worth of mortgages that they're holding every month? And I said, are they just going to put them in a lockbox somewhere and let them sit? Folks, are you ready? Are you holding on to your chair, Alex? You haven't heard this yet. You're going to get it shortly, even in the best of newsletters. He said to me, he said, Chaplain, the Federal Reserve is going to take those $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities and use them as an investment into the derivative market. Folks, did you catch this? This has never been done before in the history of the world. This has never happened to any people or any nation in all of time.
They're going to bail themselves
out.
Not
done at QE1, not done at QE2. They will take those $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities and invest them in the derivative market. I'm going to use his exact words. Those of you who are out there in the financial field, you'll pick these up. He said to me, I'm using his exact words now. He said they're going to hedge the derivative market. He said again, he said derivatives are written on interest rate vehicles. Your house mortgage is going to be used like a one-armed bandit, Las Vegas style, to bet on the derivative market. Alex?
Incredible. Stay there. This is So Bombshell. Actually, your source told you this. Max Kaiser and others, that's what they're saying. And it's actually in the news that they're taking bailout money and leveraging it again.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Sources as well. I'll be honest with you that over the years, as it's been made public, that the NSA is listening to everybody's phone calls and that government people are being persecuted for whistleblowing, a lot of my sources will not talk to me over the telephone anymore, even in code. That's another question for Lindsey Williams. How is his source still able to talk to him? Why is the elite allowing this? Because I know who this guy is. And I know another journalist that years ago called both his sources up and said, is it true you're telling Lindsey Williams this? They're like, how in the dickens did you get my number? How did you find out who we are? And one of them since died, we can talk about him. Mr. Frum, who was what head of operations at one of the big three oil companies. The other was the former CEO of one of the biggest in the world. I have some similar sources, and they basically say the same thing, or they say things like, your show's going to get real big. And I'm like, why? Because you're on target, bud. What does that mean? Just you're on target. I've been told that by multi-time billionaires, defense contractor company owners, oil company executives, high level. I mean, I get current generals calling me up, famous spies call me up, authors. I'm not bragging. I mean, if you are somebody who's in the establishment, who is there to talk to? There aren't many people. And also, I'm known for never giving up sources. That's another big part of people are always like, give us your source. That's hilarious. That shows the person knows nothing about journalism. Because I wear the hat of a commentator. I give my analysis. I rant. I rave. But behind the scenes, when we're writing articles, we're doing stories, we're vetting things. Does it mean we're perfect? No. Does it mean we make mistakes? Yes. But we're trying to tell the truth. That's the difference between us and MSNBC and people like that. And now more than ever, I want to tell you something that Lindsay said before. We've been able to have them change their timeline before. And Zbigniew Brzezinski just published a book this year admitting the elite are in trouble and people are waking up and that they may have to change their timeline. But the big banks have committed to this takeover. And so now a lot of analysts think they can't reverse what they've begun. And when Lindsay just said that his source told him all this, it clicks with everything we've got. Because if you look, the derivatives market for the last 4 years since 2008 got smaller for just a little while. And now in the last year, you've seen the derivatives market getting bigger again. And they won't say what they're doing with the $45 billion a month. There's another $40 billion on top of that that goes to other things. But the media focuses on the $45 billion to these mortgage-backed securities. And the banks have always been doing what Lindsay's saying since they got rid of Glass-Steagall in 1999, 1998. They have been leveraging your mortgage like a fractional reserve. When a bank has a dollar, can loan out $10. They've been taking your mortgage and loaning it out, in some cases, 50 times. That's what these derivatives are. They give them all these fancy, confusing names. They're fraud. And they've got Iceland, they've got Greece, they've got Spain, they've got Portugal, they've got the U.S. signing on to this. So that's what Lindsay's getting at. Now, I'm going to go back to Lindsay here in a moment, but I want to point out our inaugural issue. And we've still got, we've got about 600 copies of the inaugural September issue, The Economic Collapse, Banksters Plot to Destroy U.S. Economy, Banking Cartel Conquers America, where they brag about it, History of False Flag Stage Terror, Rome Burned, Will We? They're now announcing the police can't help you in Detroit. 80% in a new poll out say they won't be going to Detroit who live in Michigan, and the police are saying we can't protect you. They're also saying that in many other cities now. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't about you who already knows this. It's about your friends and family. We sell these at cost at InfoWarsShop.com. Now, you can't get this one because it's sold out except for the ones we held back. When you get the year subscription at cost, shipping included, $59.95, you get 12 issues delivered to your door, plus the original first issue, and the new one is DARPA, The Real Skynet, October Surprise War, The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots. This is the elite's own word. This is an emergency transmission. This magazine, it's available, and we are very close to selling out of it as well, and then again, we hold some back for those that subscribe, because we're not just going to give you the next 12, we'll give you some of the back issues. All at InfoWarsStore.com. But that's not what really supports us, because that's at cost. When you buy the Pro Pure water filters with 10% off with promo code WATER, or when you buy books and DVDs and T-shirts and ball caps, that's how I fund an operation that costs me close to $6 million a year to run, totally independent. So please support our sponsors, support our local AM and FM stations by supporting their sponsors or sponsoring and spreading the word, and go to InfoWarsStore.com. And get the T-shirts. Plus, you'll meet like-minded people wearing it to church or work or on the street. So, again, we're also going to have the fifth annual Money Bomb to pay for the satellite uplinks and the rest of the software and a better board. We need to raise about $500,000. Or I can spend our emergency funds. It's just if we get into trouble in this depression, we could end up shutting down. We are operating not on the margins with a little bit of a backup. Do the math. If it's $6 million a year to run this place, what it costs to run things a month. $500,000 with the IT, the regulations, the bills, the taxes, the government garbage, the 50-plus crew members and contractors. We're doing this on the cheaps, by the way, and reaching millions of new people a week. $15 million a week total, conservatively, on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, YouTube, all of it. And now we've gotten more than 15 affiliates in the last 2 weeks, with more than 50 shining on right now. A lot of it's because Michael Savage has left radio for a while, but we were already getting a bunch. Perfect Storm's happening. Cover of Talkers Magazine last year. Stations were on getting top ratings out of nowhere because of the new people meter tracker systems are better at ratings than the old systems. The show is on fire. Right as the evil explodes, good is exploding. For every action, equal or opposite reaction. So my point is, now more than ever, support us. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and donate today, because we usually start promoting a month out and usually have about $100,000 by the time it starts. I've been so busy. I started promoting this stuff today or last night, 10 days out. It's the 18th and 19th. 48-hour transmission. I'll be here for most of it. So, again, I'm done ranting. Going back to our guests we've got for 20 minutes of the next hour. We'll also go to your calls as well. Lindsay, I'm here ranting. It's just that as everything we talk about, unfortunately, starts to unfold, as our credibility rises, we're in a depression. We need the support to be able to continue to be a platform for everybody from you to Ron Paul to Jesse Ventura, all the activists we have on, the responsibility. I don't know. If you're a pastor, I'll ask you. A lot of people get power and they get arrogant and they get reckless. With me, it's the opposite. I'm not scared, but I'm also humble. I know I come off as aggressive, but that's because I'm angry. But as I know now that I'm exponentially growing, a lot of people call it choking. I'm not choking. It's the opposite. I kind of just run through the show like it's nothing, and then I think back, I'd better do a better job because of where God has put me in his plan. I don't know how to deal with this, that it's $15 million a week now. At current growth rates, it's going to be $20, $30 million a week. I mean, this is insane. I can't believe, I meant to talk about this at the start of the show, Lindsay, that I've been put in this position. How do you deal with the fact that you were put in the position to be brought in to an inner boardroom meeting of oil companies for 3 years?
Same way you're doing right now, Alex. I consider it an honor and a privilege if God would have even allowed me the opportunity, a little insignificant unknown missionary out in the bush of Alaska, to sit with the elite of the world for 3 years. You, Alex, have been given an anointing of God, and you are in the right place at the right time, exactly what God wants you to do, and that's the reason you are there. And both of us do it with all the humility imaginable in order to try to tell people the truth. And, Alex, I hope we get time in this program today, because you saw it. Everybody saw that presidential debate last week on Wednesday.
Yeah, start over. Start over what your source told you, then go through the big bombshell you dropped about what they're going to do with everybody's mortgages. That's what some other experts are telling me, the plan to take over all mortgages in America and federalize them, just like they've said they're going to do with all the industry, and then only the insiders will be able to operate. My dad was talking to a top executive in healthcare, you know, a guy that I'm not going to get into it, let people know who he's talking, who went to a special Harvard event where they told him everything's going to be nationalized and turned over to the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Bill Gates Foundation. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, let's get back to fractional reserve banking. Alex, you were exactly right, except what my elite friend told me was that they're going to take these $40 billion worth of mortgages, your house, the shopping center down the street, the small business that used real estate to obtain its mortgage, and they're going to fractionally reserve that. I don't have time to give it in detail.
No, go ahead. We got 20 minutes of the next hour. Break down.
$1 billion becomes $360 billion that they are investing in the derivative market, and in 3 months' time, the Federal Reserve will be making off of your house $1 trillion with the money they pulled out of thin air. They're making a 90% profit. Now, sit down. Please, everybody, hold on to your chair. I want to tell you the next one. I got to hurry. I asked my elite friend. I said, okay, they pulled $30 billion out of thin air. Yes. I said, they're going to invest these mortgage-backed securities in the derivative market. Las Vegas one-arm bandit gamble. Yes. I said, what are the lending institutions? Are you catching this, people? Please, you cannot imagine how important this is. The lending institutions, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Fannie, Freddie. I said, what are these lending institutions going to do with $40 billion each month that they are given by the Federal Reserve? Are you ready? He said, Chaplain, It has already been decided behind closed doors. He said the agreement was made long before Mr. Bernanke ever made his announcement that they would buy these mortgage-backed securities from the banks. And he said that money, the $40 billion that the lending institutions are going to receive, it has been previously guaranteed by them that they will turn around and buy treasuries with it. Now, you haven't heard this anywhere. Only he could have possibly had known it. I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this $40 billion that the lending institutions are going to receive is not going to help the real estate market? No. I said, it's not going to do anything for the recession? He said, no. I said, what about the economy? He said, no. I said, they have promised the Federal Reserve that they'll turn around and buy T-bills. Hope that you catch this. T-bills, which pays the interest on the national debt. Not one penny of this money is going to go to you folks. $40 billion out of thin air, which depreciates the value of your currency. And in turn, they're going to have a previous behind-closed-doors agreement that these lending institutions will buy treasuries, which pays the interest on the national debt in order to maintain the American dollar for a few more months until they're ready to collapse all of the currencies of the world. Okay, I don't have time to give any more. I've got to go to the next one. My lead friend told me so much in this, Alex, until I just wish I had 3 or 4 hours with your audience. My lead friend, after we got through with that, I was so stunned. I was literally speechless. And I said, okay, tell me a few other things. And I began to just talk to him one-on-one. You want to know what the elite learned out of Thursday, September the 13th, 2012? Now, you definitely won't get this from any other source whatsoever. He said, Chaplain, basically what we've learned is that the American people will give in. They're not going to protest. He said, we're not going to have any revolution. He said, there are not going to be any riots in the street. I'm going to put it in my words because I want to shame you. Every person out there, you're going to belly up. The elite are expecting you now to become slaves and your children and your grandchildren. When nobody rose up and in arms about $40 billion out of thin air, your house being invested in the derivative market, a Chinaman may own it, a Russian may own your house, and then you did nothing about it. And now there will be no improvement in the economy because those scoundrels who call themselves the lending institutions will now, by prior agreement, turn around and buy treasuries, T-bills, in order to keep the American economy afloat. And the elite have learned something about Americans. They have learned that the Americans aren't going to do anything. Now I want to give you the facts. You go back and look this up for yourself last week. Write it down, please. On Thursday, September the 13th, instantaneously, upon the announcement of Ben Bernanke as to the fact that the Federal Reserve was going to buy $30 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities, instantaneously, that moment, gold went up $39, just like that. That's 3%. Silver went up $3. That's 9%. Gasoline went up 15 cents instantaneously at the gas pump. That's 4%. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I know what you're going to say as soon as I say this next statement. Gasoline did not go up 15 cents. Folks, are you catching this? Please, you must understand this. You've got to think this through. Gasoline is 4 quarts to the gallon. When Mr. Bernanke made that statement, you went to the gas pump and it was 15 cents higher. No, it wasn't. It was not. Gasoline is still 4 quarts to the gallon. The currency that you purchased that gasoline with lost in its purchasing. But you wonder why I made the statement, why my elite told me back a year and a half ago the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012. You haven't seen anything yet. I've only told you a fraction of what the briefings are they've given me recently. That dollar went down 15 cents in purchasing power instantaneously upon Mr. Bernanke's announcement. The gasoline is still 4 quarts to the gallon and didn't go up.
Sure. The point is the media lies and says it's only speculators driving up the price of oil, driving up the price of food. No, it's dollar devaluation. It happened the day they did it.
The dollar lost its purchasing power instantaneously upon that very moment. Now, you think about the groceries. Now, I have a question for you. I mean, oh, my goodness, folks.
They're going up 10% a month. every month in the last 6 months.
Folks, are you catching this? Your house mortgage was used to invest in the Las Vegas one-armed bandit. Secondly, the institutions that you have placed trust in, the banks that you have your money in, are not going to help the economy. They are going to turn around and buy T-bills to bail out the Federal Reserve and keep them afloat just long enough until they're ready for the collapse to take place. The elite have learned that you aren't going to do anything about it whatsoever. And where? Okay, I got a question for you. How long before you cannot afford to make your mortgage payment any longer? Now, watch this. I like avocados. I try to eat an avocado sandwich every few days. For some reason, I just like it. I'm paying a dollar per avocado at the grocery store right now. You're going to be paying $2 shortly. It's like that gasoline went up 15 cents a gallon. You'll pay $2 for that avocado at the grocery store. How long is it going to be before you can no longer afford to put the clothes on the back of your children, put gasoline in the gas tank, put food on the table, and still make that mortgage payment?
And it's all engineered by the bankers that the prostitute collaborator media tell us are fixing everything, and they are every month monetizing 40-plus billion of their debt backed by our mortgages and then leveraging it again into the very derivatives that we're bailing out. Ponzi schemes on top of Ponzi schemes on top of Ponzi's.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So who are you? him back up again later in the week or next week, because he is on fire with the info he's giving us. And I know who his former Big Three oil company CEO, I know of who he speaks. Lindsay, just briefly, why is he telling you all this? I know before you got threatened, they said they'd basically kill you a few years ago. You didn't shut up, but here's what you're allowed to say. I mean, isn't that metaphysical rule that they want people to know? I know the other guy was dying of cancer, took him a few years, and so he was morally, you know, against what's happening. The other guy's been threatening you, but still acting friendly. And if people don't get that, I've actually experienced similar things with these people. Very, very weird people, but it's like a breed or something. They all act the same. Just briefly, because I don't want to get into the China situation, because you called it 2 years ago, but what happened in the Middle East, but you said that's a diversion ahead of China, and everybody's like, China? And since then, the fleets are massed, the Chinese generals are saying prepare for war. Answer those two questions. Why is he telling you this? I mean, if you ask him, why are you telling me this?
Number one, he's telling me this because out of courtesy, and should I say admiration for the fact that I gave 3 years of my life to be their chaplain, and I'm probably the only person of my type that most of these people ever came in touch with in their life. Secondly, this man is older. You remember Mr. Fromm was 87 years of age when he died. This gentleman is in his 70s. He's facing the graveyard. And whenever you get, you know, you're much younger than I am, Alex. You're a young spry chicken compared to me and Dr. Stan Monteith. But you know, when you get a little older and you know that that nobody's going to live out there forever, you start talking. And this man is doing exactly that. Number one, out of admiration. Number two, because he, and then too, he has children and they haven't threatened him yet. So as a result, he keeps giving me information. So I just hope he keeps giving it for a long time. But you know, it's so interesting, Alec. I got to cover this quick. You know, I know we're giving out of time here, but I wish I had 2 or 3 hours. This was so comical. I mean, literally comical. You'll appreciate this. Last week was the presidential debate, Wednesday, October the 3rd, 2012. And that morning, before the debate took place that night, I received an email from my elite friend. And he briefed me on what was going to happen that night. Now, this is so comical until I'm going to put a little comical note.
Yeah, tell folks real fast. Tell them.
Yeah, I'll cover the rest of this mortgage-backed security thing on the other day when you let me back on the air. But first of all, I received this email that morning, and it basically said watch for certain things in the course of the debate. Now, remember, Obama had double-crossed the elite. I told you this back yonder 6, 8, 7, 8 months ago, and many of you didn't believe it. But my elite friends had told me how that numerous times Obama had double-crossed them. Well, Obama was like a little child that had been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. You saw him. I mean, this man that has all of the charisma imaginable, he mesmerizes his audience. He could hypnotize an audience.
He was a deer in the headlights.
And all of a sudden, he is sitting there like a child with his hand in the cookie jar. And I want to tell you something, folks. He was actually scared stiff. That's the reason he did what he did in this debate last night. Why? His disobedience, his disorientation, his speechless way in that thing was a result of what I had been told. The elite literally slapped Mr. Obama in the face last week and scared the living daylights out of him. I want to name three things. There are three ways in which Obama, in the past year, has double-crossed the
elite. Stay there, back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.